Hi everyone, welcome. This is Charlie MGH, 4 o'clock on Monday in the afternoon here at Tufts University, WMFO in Medford. Thank you for tuning in. I can see right now we have a good number of listeners. I'm okay with that. Last week I brought you Albert. This week I'm bringing you another special guest. Would you care to introduce yourself? One more time, sorry.
This is Kavya.
Well, I messed up the controls. Still getting in this. Only my third show, but thank you everyone for tuning in. All right, Kavya, talk a little bit to the people about what you do on campus, who you are, what year are you, all your favorite things, your deepest secrets, everything like that.
Oh boy, that's not overwhelming at all.
Not at all.
On campus, I'm a sophomore, but I'm friends with a freshman, Charlie.
Hello.
I'm an RA in Hodgdon. That's pretty chill. I'm also a Tisch scholar, and for my Tisch Scholar project, I work off campus at the Cambridge Health Alliance.
She cuts out little construction paper.
I do public health activities.
She plays games with
kids. Children.
Yeah. It's great. She does great work. I've helped her cut out some stuff.
Yes,
I helped
Charlie's
you count
a great
stuff.
Asset.
I'm a great freshman. I'm a good freshman. You guys might notice my voice is not in the best shape today. I am currently a bit under the weather, and I actually had to give a tour today to about like 20-ish people. That was not great. But I treated them with some special campus secrets, showed them some good Instagram places. So you should always come on one of my tours, Monday 10:30, Friday 1:30. I love it when people shadow or make cameos as well. So the first song you just heard there was Punching in a Dream by The Naked and Famous. Coming up, we have some good songs. We're going to talk a little bit with Kavya, talk to her about an exciting opportunity she just came across. Also, a shout out to Kavya's mother who is listening. Welcome, welcome. I'm that freshman that you met in DeWick once.
And hi, thank Mom.
And thank you to all community members who are tuning in as usual. I hope that you guys continue to tune in, and I really enjoy having you listen to our show. Once again, here we go.
Shoulder than it bent by
All right, that first song that you heard over there was Drove Me Wild by Tegan and Sarah. Two very amazing artists. They're sisters, and they do a lot of like kind of that electro sound that I really enjoy. After that, we had Ready to Go, Get Me Out of My Mind by Panic at the Disco. Really, really great stuff over there. I enjoy their album. You guys will hear more of it as time comes. So yeah, Kavya, what's up? How you doing over there?
Pretty good.
Kavya is able to join us today because her lab let out early, so we are very happy to have her here. Yeah, so Kavya, talk a little bit about Tisch Scholars.
It's a pretty great program. I encourage everyone to apply, not right now, but, you know, like when applications come out. yeah, you get to be placed with an off-campus, like public service, community service partner. People are in a lot of different jobs. Some people work with urban farming initiatives and whatnot. But yeah, I work with the Food Security Coalition. It's pretty great. Love it.
Yeah. Didn't you go see Anderson Cooper today?
Yes, I did see Anderson Cooper.
How'd it go? I didn't get to go.
Oh my God. It was amazing.
Yeah.
He's a silver fox.
He is quite the silver fox. I was actually giving a tour today, and I took my tour into Cohen Auditorium. I took him to Aitkman Arts Center, which is where Cohen Auditorium is. And I think he was talking in Cohen. He also had something going on in Remus where he was doing a book signing. And some people on my tour actually left, took a look at Anderson Cooper, took some photos, and then like, came back. And I was like, it's okay. It's all right, you know?
I forgive you.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not offended.
You're very, very kind.
I'm just a giver. I really am, you know? yeah, so what did you really like talk about? Anything interesting for those of us that missed? Because it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that was not recorded, so.
Oh, yeah, I guess it wasn't recorded. His demeanor, I found, was very, very kind. And the entire time you were there, even though he was getting interviewed, the audience felt like you were in a conversation with Anderson Cooper. He took time to almost engage the audience. He would look at us, speak to us, instead of just to the man who was interviewing him. And in regards to what he talked about, he talked a lot about his relationship with his mother, dealing with grief and tragedies. And he also gave some great advice to the students.
That's awesome. Always needed. I'll take any advice I can get, even though I am a giver. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. It's sold out within 2 hours. Great event here on campus. Definitely keep in contact, keep in touch, and keep updated with any upcoming speakers. Great opportunities. So, Kavya, let's talk about the amazing opportunity that recently came across your lap that you seized upon.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell everyone what happened?
What could it be?
Oh, please, you're being modest. Kavya, because she won't say it herself, she is now, over the summer, working at NASA. NASA.
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Well,
what are you going to be doing over there?
Technically, I'll be working at the Jet Propulsion Laboratories, which are affiliated with NASA, but also Caltech. So,
again, this is her being modest over here. She's only modest on the radio. She brags about this all the time.
Okay, all the viewers don't need to know that.
Well, no one's viewing, so.
Oh, listeners, I'm sorry.
Kavya has a face meant for TV, so she's not used to radio.
Mm-hmm. I'm a millennial. What can I say?
Oh, my goodness. All right, yeah, that you are. So, yeah, what are you going to be doing over there?
Well, I'm working in the Planetary Protection Group, which means I'll be dealing with research on spore-forming bacteria which can survive interstellar conditions.
So aliens?
No.
So aliens are real?
Yeah, actually, I'm working at Area 51.
Okay, yes, of course, okay.
It's pretty regular gel electrophoresis.
All right.
Yep.
For the record, if either of us disappears, you know why, okay? And Kavya, Area 51, like,
Charlie is the human sacrifice to the alien gods.
I will gladly be a lamb. I would be such a good lamb. I think that I have the right kind of fat to meat ratio in my body, so I'm
great. And we can tell them that he's president.
Oh, please.
Just keep it vague.
I actually don't think I've told the listeners what I do on campus. I don't know.
Charlie, what do you do on campus?
No, this is how it's like, okay, all right, so, oh my God, this is just like I'm giving a tour. I am kind of the president of the freshman class.
Woo!
I am a tour guide, which I talk about a bit. I am a DJ, which you all know inherently. I am also a member of the Chinese Students Association, United for Immigrant Justice, Entertainment Board, the First Gen Council.
Charlie does everything.
I also work at the Leonard Carmichael Society, so I'm in the basement of the office where Kavya has Tisch Scholars.
Mm. But he doesn't get the free lunches.
I don't. I really don't. Mm-mm. I'm so jealous. They get so much food. Sometimes, actually, in the basement, they have a sink and there's a counter, and sometimes they'll put food there. And I don't take it, but I always like go up to it and look around, and I want to know if I could take, like, if I wanted to take it, then I could.
To answer that question, yes, you can.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess I will.
I think you can take any free food as long as you're good at hiding it.
Oh, man. Very true. Very true. Yeah. So that's it. I'm sure you've heard enough of my like throat being messed up for now. Well, let's get back to the music, and then we're going to talk a little more to Kavya and just have some more fun. So stick around. Here we go.
You never let me. Ooh, la la, I'm falling in love. It's better this time than ever before.
Numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous as the U.S., is a distant second, with 1.5 million people in prison at a rate of 117 per 100,000, while Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. This has been a message from WMFO in Medford in the public interest. Tufts Educational Radio, numbers to think about. That was our weekly PSA. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I love to do those every single week. I am mandated to, so I'll try to pick up the best ones for you guys. That first song that you heard was I Would Do Anything For You by Foster the People from their album Torches. Their second album, I feel like, wasn't as strong as their first, but great band. Followed by that, you had Love Lost by The Temper Trap. Very good music to just relax to. You may know them from their song in 500 Days of Summer. What is it called again? Oh my gosh, I'm blanking out. What is that song called? Kavya, help me out here. You don't know it? She's giving me like deer in headlight.
I am flabbergasted.
She's like, what? What are you doing? Yeah, I'll get back to you at the next break. I'll look it up. But yeah. So, Kavya, what are you majoring in?
Biochemistry. I declared 2 weeks ago. And
hey.
It's real now.
Yeah, it's real. You know, changing majors is still pretty easy, though, right?
Yeah, don't remind me, because then I'd want to.
Fair enough. But yeah, crazy majors. Like, you can just major in, like, a lot of different things. You can always make your own major, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun.
Tufts is pretty good with that, yeah. Not so great with our minors, but our majors, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so it's 4:27 and like 39-40 seconds ish. I like to be precise. Coming up, we have some great music for you. Stay tuned. That first song was Love Law. Oh, no. The other song that I forgot to mention before was Sweet Disposition by Temper Trap. The first song that we played was I'll Be Alright by Passion Pit, sneaking in a Passion Pit song every single week. Great album. The second song was Chocolate by the 1975, also great band. You know that I love them. Upcoming events for this week, because it is Monday, we have a long week ahead of us. Tonight at 9 p.m. in Ho Tung, we have the Candidates Forum. Elections are tomorrow. You vote online through SIS. So you can come by to Ho Tung today and listen to the candidates for the judiciary, the international representatives, and the Class of 2019 Senate candidates speak. I will be there. I am running for Class of 2019 Senate, so I hope to see you there to talk about the issues. Applications for Tufts, which is the Tufts University Social Collective, are now live. You can email pboard, P-B-O-R-A-D, at tufts.edu for an application if you'd like to plan events like Spring Fling, Winter Ball, Fall Gala, or Tuftonia's Day, which I'm currently in the midst of planning, so it's going to be great. If you do apply, I highly encourage you to do so. Tomorrow we have voting all day through SIS. We also have a cause dinner in DeWick and Carmichael Dining Halls to support the water rights for Palestinian refugees from 5 to 9 p.m. You can just go inside, swipe with your ID for a meal swipe, and money will be donated. We've raised over $3,000 before, so make sure you go ahead and do so. Again, on Wednesday we have Iranian artist Mimou Imami coming by at 6 p.m. in Grand Off Room 155, and she's going to talk about women in the Middle East. On Thursday, we have NARAL tabling in the campus center during 12 o'clock, I believe, talking about choice and what it means to you. You can take part in creating a poster. At 6:30, we have Navigating Cultural Identities, Home and Transition by the International Club. At 7 o'clock, we have the Association of Multiracial People at Tufts presenting Multiracial at Tufts, specifically looking at Loving versus Virginia, which was the Supreme Court case regarding interracial marriage. On Thursday and Friday, we have the monologues at 8 p.m. in 51 Winthrop, and these are stories written by and about female, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, trans identifying writers. It'll be great. They've been working hard all year. Shout out to Miranda Perez and Morgan Freeman and Ya, who is my focus cousin from First Church, for working so hard. On Friday, we have the Thai Students Association presenting Thai Night 2016, Friday at 6 in Sophia Gordon Multipurpose Room. AOPI strikes at Arthritis Dodgeball Friday at 6 in Carzo Cage. Major Undecided Get in the Zone, Otter Zone, Friday at 9 in Barnum 08. And Noche Caliente, Friday at 9 in Sogo. On Saturday, we have Nagashi Soman with the Japanese Culture Club on the Preslon at 1 o'clock. Feast in Fenway on Saturday at 2 with the Leonard Comics Society, so you can get tickets in the campus center. One ticket gets you a grand feast, as well as great seats to a Red Sox game at Fenway and transportation both to and from the game. I highly suggest you guys go check it out. It's a great, great, great event. And then we also have the Vietnamese Student Club Culture Show at 7 in Alumni Lounge. And then we also have the SQ Soul Cycle Spin Class Performance, 8 p.m. in Goddard. We have a great week ahead of us. There's so much to do. I expect you guys all to be busy. But for now, let's just enjoy some music, right, Kavya? Oh, I didn't turn on Coffee's mic. One more time.
Yes, sir.
There we go. Sorry about that. All right. Here we go. That first song over there was Undercover Martin by the Two Door Cinema Club, followed by Running If You Call My Name by Haim. I freaking love Haim. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this song as much as I do. Coming up now, Kami, why don't you talk about what's coming up?
Well, first off, I would like to give a shout out to my friend Nitya and my friend Rachel, who's listening from Europe right now.
From Europe, my gosh.
What up?
What an honor.
The other one's just in Medford, so it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, just in Medford. Yeah. Not like Medford's a huge deal. If there's anyone here listening from Medford, Medford is amazing. Please, please, her opinions are not my opinions. Please tune in every Monday at 4 o'clock. Thank you so much. I apologize. I deeply apologize. Medford is amazing.
You'll be fine. Next song is something I'm forcing Charlie to play because I'm obsessed with this band that I found out about very recently.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
It's getting heavy. I'm going crazy. A little bit of rock and roll. Eyes closed to the radio. It's almost like you love me. I kind of think that you might know the way I'm feeling. Oh, I can't get you off of my mind, but I think that it's alright. 'Cause looking back, I'm falling in love with you every single night. You know that feeling, right? Where everything is fine, just fine. I keep falling in love with you in the summertime.
Of our hearts.
So that first song was Summertime by the Mowglies. Great band. Loved it. They have a lot of great songs. I recommend checking them out.
All right, that second song right there was Into the Wild by LP. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. We got around 5 more minutes. Coming up, we have a show with Helen and Kevin. So make sure you stick around for that. They're going to have an awesome show as usual. We have one more song for you guys, but real quick, Javier, anything you want to say before we sign off?
A quick selfish plug for a dance show coming up April 22nd. That's a Friday around 5 or 6 p.m. Details will go up soon. It's a dance show by Pulse, which is an Indian classical dance team on campus. And it'll deal with a lot of really important themes right now regarding migration, refugees and whatnot. Yeah, so come
awesome.
Through.
And thank you so much for joining me and for getting some friends to listen, especially from Europe.
Yeah.
And also from Medford. Oh, actually, she's in Somerville, so.
She made sure to correct me on that.
Absolutely. Yes. Hey, you know, we have to be right about where we are. But we're going to close out with a song by Borns. Borns is going to be opening along with Shaggy for Matt and Kim for Spring Fling. Please don't hate on Concert Board. They're good people, I promise. And they've been
working
really hard.
I love them.
Yeah.
All right. I support that.
And this year, it's been really hard on them because of Passover. So the dates were not clear until this semester. So normally, they start planning Spring Fling in November. But they couldn't get a date until early, mid-January. So they have started off with a lot of obstacles. But they really pulled through and got a great lineup. It's going to be a great show. And we're really excited. So before anything else, we're just going to sign off. Hope you guys have a great week. This has been Charlie MGH on WMFO in Medford. Please join me next week, 4 p.m. Mondays. I might have Albert returning, so if you're interested in that, please stick around. But anyway, Seeing Stars by Borns. Let's go.
A broken window. First sight, you made me look twice, 'cause I never seen someone walk as light as the wind blows. I called out to try to get your name, quickly wrote a love letter, turned it into an airplane. It looked up and that was enough, 'cause you let out all the butterflies I couldn't begin to. Some dreams never do come true. Trying to find. Hey girl, you got me learning to fly. You got me higher than a kite, and I've been painting the sky.
It's hard to fight the feeling with an ice-cold Coke and Six Flags.